I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, one of the probably places that are starting to lose a lot of traffic and crowds is the Grand Isle area. Let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter for some fall heading into wintertime fishing down there. But I'm sure, Darrell, next week's going to be a big weekend with that extra day. That Black Friday weekend is usually a pretty big day. How's the fishing been, and what will people expect if they head down there?
Well, Don, I mean, it's been exceptionally warm. You know that. I mean, we've had a little bit of weather systems come through and kind of dropped it down and kind of brought us into that fall pattern. And that's kind of what's continued. You know, I was listening to the show this morning, and we're seeing some of the same things. I mean, if you get up into that marsh, which is where you practically got to go right now, you know, we're seeing a lot of 12-inch fish, and we knew when the new regulations came out that this was the time of the year it was going to hurt our production numbers. But there's a lot of smaller fish. Fish are kind of scattered. It's been the same story all year long. I mean, I think there's empirical evidence that we were damaged by that freeze as far as our population numbers go. But, you know, there's no real big schools of fish. So you've got to, you know, you catch three or four, stay with them for a little while, then you got to move and catch three or four more. If it were me, I would probably make darn sure I had some dead shrimp, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings whatsoever to fall back on sheephead and redfish. That's been the consistent. The redfish are starting to pop back up real good. Now we're having to go a little bit further north. I mean, we've been all up around that bay, Hackberry Bay, Little Lake area, you know, the Bayou DuPont, all of that up there. And there's plenty of redfish left up there, which of course they've got a lot more bank and a lot more marsh left. The you know, we talked last week about, or I think I texted you on a follow up that there's been a lot of pompano on the beach the last 2 weeks or so. The problem has been, and I don't care what your forecast says, the problem has been that Gulf periodically has been rough, as in this morning. I mean, they're forecasting 1.5, but I just checked the buoy at the loop, and it's rolling almost 3 feet, which is just, 15 miles offshore. So the problem's been getting to them on the beach. But if that beach calms down anywhere around those Fouchon jetties, around any of the rocks in front of Grand Isle, there's been a whole lot of, I mean, fairly nice schools of pompano everywhere. I mean, that, the sheephead and the redfish, and just think right now, it's your speckled trout is an extra bonus until that flounder season opens up.
Yeah, with regard to the pompano, how do you fish those? I fished with a guy, a friend of mine, we call him the Weave, and went and fished on the Pensacola Pier, and he's actually designed his own special bait that he makes that's very effective for him. But most fishermen, I don't think, would have any idea. How do you rig up and how do you hunt for those pompano? What do you use to catch them?
Well, the old timers, the research I've done on it, the old timers used to use the old spec rigs, the old hair tail spec rigs, and they would just trim the tails. They'd take mm-hmm. the scissors and trim the hair tails right behind the hook. We typically use shrimp. I mean, it's, you know, dead shrimp, live shrimp, it doesn't matter. Shrimp under a cork. But, I mean, if you want to go back to the old school practices, this is the time of the year that when we had a robust commercial pompano fishery, this is the time of the year they would rig hop with those spec rigs. And you would typically, mm-hmm. you know, the pompano would be just like wahoo. You'd have to hit all four corners, all four legs of the rig, because they're typical for spawning up or schooling up in one particular place. And when you found them, you could sit there and have a heyday on them. But for us, it's, you know, we know they're there by typically having them as bycatch when we're fishing for speckled trout or redfish under a cork. And then once we start picking them up as bycatch, then you start looking for the schools, and we typically stay with our shrimp.
You know, they love those little, whatever you want to call them, sand crabs, mole crabs. We don't have a lot of those around. At least people don't use them for bait as much as they do in Florida and Alabama. But that's a very effective bait for pompano. And if anybody wants to see that lure I'm talking about, if you go back to our Bayou Wild TV episodes, it was earlier this year. We filmed with Chris Weaver on the caught them from the pier over there, some pompano, and he explained in detail that little bait that he uses. Now, real quick, with regard to those small speckled trout, all the thousands of trout that you've cleaned back when 12-inch fish were limited, they do have eggs in those 12-inch trout, right? So if they're being released, we got a good chance to repopulate quick because they're not being taken out of the water.
Well, without a doubt, a 12-inch trout can carry eggs. Now, their egg sacs usually aren't as large, of course, proportionate to the fish. And the good thing about this time of the year is the majority of the time we're fishing in the marsh, and you don't have to worry about the daggum dolphins. Summer long, I mean, everywhere from April through October, all you're doing is hurting the population around Grand Isle. You know, if you get on a school of 12-inch trout and you stay with them, you're defeating the purpose because dolphins are eating every one of them you throw back. But this time of the year, you don't have the dolphin problem in the marsh.
All right, realscreamers.com. Mm-hmm. Give me that telephone number, Dal. Somebody wants to talk to you about fishing.
225-937-6288.
We call it every week, and we'll call it next week again. Thanks, Daryl. Have a good weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. You too. Don't eat too much.
I will not. I'll try not to. But sometimes I do. See you later. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break and continue to ask you, to drone or not to drone? Could we use drones to find wounded deer? Wildlife and Fisheries says they want to ban it. What do you say? And more fishing reports and duck reports live from the blind coming up. Sunrise is coming. We're back after this.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.